USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We'll get through this together. Hurricane Michael cannot break Florida.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, but parts of the Florida panhandle have been devastated by one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States. It was nearly a Category 5 when it came ashore yesterday near Mexico Beach and Panama City, the two communities that seem to have taken the biggest hit.
If you've never experienced a hurricane or a major storm, trust me, this is something that you never want to go through.
As aerial views of catastrophic damage start to come out of the state, officials are warning it could take weeks to get the power back on in some spots. It could take years to rebuild some communities. A New York judge dismissing one count of Harvey Weinstein's 6-count indictment, this one involving an actress who had earlier claimed he had forced her to perform an act when she was an aspiring actress in 2004. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
It's rare in men in most cases, but men who lived or worked near the World Trade Center during the 9/11 attack continue to report that they have breast cancer. A lawyer for a group of them telling the New York Post the number of men with breast cancer has doubled from 15 to 30 in just the last month. That lawyer also represents 500 women who have breast cancer who lived or worked near Ground Zero. More Americans filed for jobless benefits last week than analysts were expecting. Most expected the number today to come in at about 206,000. The Labor Department says it received 214,000 requests, up 7,000 from the week before. Meanwhile, stocks seem to be stabilizing this morning after a massive sell-off yesterday. President Trump's to have lunch today with Kanye West at the White House. Trump saying earlier this week he's thrilled to have the rapper visit, calling him a terrific guy. Find us online at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
First Lady Melania Trump saying today she could be the most bullied person in the world, making the remark on ABC's Good Morning America while promoting her Be Best initiative, which addresses online bullying. The First Lady suggesting the campaign was started in part because of what people are saying about her. She also said there are people working in the White House who she and President Trump cannot trust. Mrs. Trump adding, quote, some people, they don't work there anymore. China doing all it can to influence American public opinion, as we hear from USA's John Clemens.
It was part of the testimony given to Congress by Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
China absolutely is on an unprecedented or exerting unprecedented effort to influence American opinion. But what I was making very clear is that we have not seen to date any Chinese attempts to compromise election infrastructure.
That testimony involved a number of matters that included threats of terrorism, cybersecurity, and for all airport security measures. I'm John Clemens.
And a new approach being used to crack down on opioid abuse in Sin City as the FBI's partnered with the Drug Enforcement Administration and U.S. Attorney's Office in Las Vegas for a billboard campaign that asks Las Vegas residents to report anyone they suspect may be illegally selling or prescribing opioids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.